From NPR Music, you're connected to All Songs Considered. I'm Bob Boylan. It's always gratifying when we find a budding artist, and more so when a large audience finds them as well. And all this is true of Kimya Dawson. In 2004, and then again in 2006, we featured the frenetic singer and songwriter on All Songs Considered. You can now hear Kimya Dawson, the former member of Moldy Peaches, on the number one CD in the country, the soundtrack to the movie Juno. Her pedestrian, cut-to-the-heart songs play in the background of the film. The idea to use Kimya Dawson and her former band Moldy Peaches in Juno came from the young star of the movie, actress Ellen Page. The director asked Page what she thought her character Juno listened to. Her answer, the Moldy Peaches. So, give a listen to a selection from Juno. It's Kimya Dawson and some friends called Antsy Pants doing a song called Tree Hugger.
Flower said, I wish I was a tree. The tree said, I wish I could be a different kind of tree. The cat wished that it was a bee. The turtle wished that it could fly really high into the sky, over rooftops, and then dive deep into the sea. And in the sea there is a fish that has a secret wish, a wish to be a big cactus with a pink flower on it. And in the sea there is a fish that has a secret wish, a wish to be a big cactus with a pink flower on it. And the flower would be its offering of love to the desert, and the desert so dry and lonely that the critters all appreciate the effort. Hey, le jackalope, buddy. Je voudrais être un yeti pour voler dans la nuit et m'en aller loin d'ici. Mais le yeti a dit, je veux être un monstre marin pour pouvoir tomber dans la main de tous les requins. And the rattlesnake said, I wish I had hands so I could hug you like a man. And then the cactus said, but don't you understand? My skin is covered with sharp spikes that'll stab you like a thousand knives. A hug would be nice, but hug my flower with your eyes. The flower said, I wish I was a tree. The tree said, I wish I could be a different kind of tree. The cat wished that it was a bee. The turtle wished that it could fly really high into the sky, over rooftops, and then dive deep into the sea. In the sea there is a fish that has a secret wish, a wish to be a big cactus with a pink flower on it. And in the sea there is a fish that has a secret wish, a wish to be a big cactus with a pink flower on it. And the flower would be its offering of love to the day.
The music of Kimya Dawson from the soundtrack to the film Juno, and the song's called Tree Hugger. For more Kimya Dawson, visit our second stage, our show for emerging artists. She appears as a guest singer on a CD from the band The Pterodactyls. You can find a link for second stage on All Songs Considered website, npr.org/allsongs. New music now from The Heavy Circles. This is a band featuring Harper Simon and singer Edie Brickell. Harper is Edie's stepson and the son of Paul Simon. The CD features Yuka Honda on keyboards and bass, and you may remember her from a band called Chibo Mato. Sean Lennon also did bass playing on a few songs. There's some particularly strong songs on the CD. This one's called Confused.
Thank you.
The Heavy Circles is the band. The song Confused comes from their debut CD. It'll come out on the 12th of February. Every once in a while, I get a CD in that's mystifying. The CD called Living Bridge fits that description, and the cover art certainly added to the mystery. It's a figure that looks half human, half animal, walking across a bridge made up of vines. There are 25 artists on the CD. I called up the producer and the engineer for this album, Nicholas Vairns. He told me that all of these artists, A.B. Tear of the Animal Collective and Fisher Spooner, Deer Hunter, the Silver Jews, for example, all those artists he's worked with over the years in his Brooklyn studio. He was out to make a record with a sense of playfulness, without pressure. Many of these songs have long intros and outros that help him produce this seamless set of songs. To get a feel for this two-disc set, I've chosen two songs. The first is from the group Telepath, and it's called I Can't Stand It, followed by Palms and the song called Der König.
Thank you.
music ended there with the Palms, before that Telepath. Two bands on a CD called Living Bridge on Rare Book Room Records. The CD is a fabulous journey. 25 songs on two discs, all produced in Brooklyn, New York, with a lot of love and a lot of care. A tender, dark CD is out now by musician and sound artist Ilya Monosov. My impression, having now put this CD in repeat a few times, is that Ilya loves the poetry of singer Leonard Cohen, and the work also of German screenwriter and director Werner Fassbinder. Listen to this from Ilya Monosov with its dramatic calm. You can hear it in the cello. You can hear it in the metallic bell tones. The CD is called Seven Lucky Plays, or How to Fix Songs for a Broken Heart. This is the tune called The Burning Flame. Music of Ilya Monosov with a song called The Burning Flame. A small side note, there is a project with Philip Glass setting the poetry of Leonard Cohen to music with voice. Truth be told, I couldn't get through that two-disc set and won't play any of it here, but I can tell you, I wish it were as beautiful as this Ilya Monosov CD. So, listen to this beat. Or this.
I need love to ease my mind.
And this.
So 1, 2, 3, take my hand and come with me because you look so fine.
And this. Well, you can find out by going to All Songs Considered's blog. And look for, well, this will give you a hint, look for Old Music Tuesday and the posting The Lust for Life Beat on All Songs Considered blog, npr.org/allsongs, and click the link that says blog.
Cheers, thanks for everything. You hung me up by my heart.
If I asked you which solo Beatle had the most top 10 songs in the U.S., you'd probably say Paul. Well, believe it or not, it isn't Paul, or John, or George. It's Ringo. Ringo had an incredible run in the early and mid-70s after the Beatles broke up with hits like It Don't Come Easy and Photograph. Now at 67, he's got a new CD called Liverpool 8. Liverpool 8 refers to the part of Liverpool, the part that Ringo grew up in. It's the strongest song on the album, and it's a travelogue of sorts with producer Dave Stewart. It has very innocent rhymes, and it's sweet. It's not sappy, something Ringo's always been able to do. Maybe it's just that he seems like such a nice, regular guy. Give a listen to Ringo Starr. I'm Bob Boylan. We'll have some concerts coming soon, so keep an eye on our weekly newsletter. You can sign up for that at our website. And if you don't get our podcast, you can sign up for that as well at npr.org/allsongs. For NPR Music, with producer Robin Hilton, I'm Bob Boylan. It's All Songs Considered.
I was a sailor first, I sailed the sea. Then I got a job in a factory. Played Buckland's Camp with my friend Rory. It was good for him, it was great for me. Liverpool, I left you. Said goodbye to Madryn Street. I always followed my heart, and I never missed a beat. Destiny was calling, I just couldn't stick around. Liverpool, I left you, but I never let you down. Went to Hamburg, the red lights were on, with George and Paul and my friend John. We rocked all night, we all looked up. We didn't have much, but we had enough. Liverpool, I left you. Said goodbye to Madryn Street. I always followed my heart, and I never missed a beat. Destiny was calling, just couldn't stick around. Liverpool, I left you, but I never let you down. In the USA, when we played Shade, we were number one. Was fun. When I look back, it sure was cool for those four boys from Liverpool. Liverpool, I left you. Say goodbye to Alan.